This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Very excited to talk to our next guest. You know, we cannot wait to have UFC back here in the Kaseya Center, home of the Heat. It's going to be the home of the UFC coming up on March 9th. And this man is in the main event. He is fighting for the championship. Marlon Chito Vera joining us here on the show. Chito, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate this.
Anytime, brother. Anytime. I'm excited. I'm excited to be in Miami and do my thing.
Look, Miami is a fun town, man. I remember when Adesanya won last year, he was ready to go party right after. Does Chito Vera already have celebration in mind for Magic City?
I like first things first. You know, I'm a guy that I like to keep it cool. I like to keep it real, and I want to kick ass first. And after that, bro, we can literally go tie a pizza place and drink some beer and have the best night ever. So I'm not a big club guy. I like home parties. I like to really have like a nice barbecue, good wine, eventually get shit face, but like home party style. I'm from Ecuador. We always party at home.
I do wonder though, man. Like, I don't know if you've seen recently, like the film of Ilia Topuria going back to Spain. Really, really cool. Do you picture that moment? Like, would you take the belt back to Ecuador? Like, and have some kind of a celebration like that? Would that mean something to you? Or have you thought about what that would mean if you win the belt, bringing it anywhere and having a homecoming like that?
I mean, that will mean the world to me. Just flew back home with the belt. Like, without the belt, it's special to go back home. Last few times I've been in Ecuador, it's crazy, man. Like, sometimes I feel so grateful for my people, for the people of Ecuador specific, because the last few times I go back home, it's just as big as when these guys go back with a belt back home. Like, without even exaggerating the amount of love, like there's nowhere to go. It's just boom. And that really fits me. That really gives me energy to go in there and represent my people. And now that I have the unfortunate to fight for a world title, I'm gonna make it happen, and I'm gonna get it back to my people.
What is your confidence level going into this? You know Sean, you've beaten Sean before. Do you find that the first matchup means a lot because you have that victory in your back pocket, or do you feel like you guys have gone and improved a lot over the time, and that this should be a completely different fight? What do you think of this being a rematch?
It's a little bit of both, but at the end of the day, it is a new fight. I would say I'm way more experienced. If you see my resume, I've been fighting world champions. I've been fighting top five guys. I walk the walk, man, and I'm gonna be so ready for this fight. Mentally and physically, I really can't no way. I'm feeling good. My mind is in the right place. My spirits are high, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, your system of prep seems insane, dude. Like, you got cold plunge. Were you like sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber? Like, why all the extras? Like, I don't, as fight prep, like, are you just a guy who's always done this, no stone unturned? Because it looks insane what you put your body. Already you're fighting. That's nuts, Chito. But like, you're doing all this extra body prep on top of the training.
Man, I'm all about health. I feel like a lot of people just go hard, and there's not that extra step. I'm a guy that I cannot cheat. I'm not designed to cheat. I can't cheat. It's not in my DNA. even if it's available, even if cheating will be legal, there's no testing, I can't do it. I like my body the way it was created, and I want to keep it like that. But there's a lot of natural stuff you can do. I got my eyes back, my plunge right behind me, my Morosco. My son are right here. I already ordered a hyperbaric for my garage. And I'm getting a CBAC machine, a red light therapy bed in my garage. It's all about wellness. And that gives you an extra edge when you go to fighting. Why? Because your body is going to be healthy. Your brain is going to heal. Think about it. Who is sparring weekly? In or out of camp, you are sparring. You are going at full speed. You're taking blows here and there. Your body is taking wear and tear. And all those things help, man. And I get it. It's a full sacrifice. Heading to the place and do hyperbaric, doing CBAC, doing all these things take time. Takes hours of the day. You don't have to just train twice a day. Spend time with the family. Now it's nighttime. You gotta go and do your recovery. I mean, everything I do is for a win. I really put my whole entire soul into the sport. Because one day I'll be gone and I will miss it. But also I will know I did everything to get here and eventually become a world champion.
Talking to Marlon Chito Vera, he's going to be fighting in the main event down here in Miami, UFC 299 at the Kaseya Center. Buy it on pay-per-view if you're not going to be in the building. It is going to be a hell of a scrap. Great card. You know, South Florida trains with Dustin Poirier on the card, Gilbert Burns, and, you know, Chito Vera versus Sean O'Malley. It's a can't miss. I cannot wait to see this one. Chito, do you make any of the verbal back and forth you guys are probably going to get into next week? Are you excited for that? Are you excited to see Sean face to face? And what do you think that energy is going to be like between you two?
I just keep everything to myself. Like, I'm not planning what I'm going to say. I just keep it real. If I feel I want to say, f*** you, go f*** yourself, I let it go. If not, I'll be chilling. Like, I know this is part of being successful in the sport. You have to have a character. Not a character. You have to have a personality. People without personality, they need a character. I'm cool, man. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to be nice and ready. I'm going to make sure I look good. But besides that, so businessman. My job is to hurt you. That's all in my mind. I'm not tripping about who's watching. I'm not thinking about the audience. I'm just thinking to do my job. And that's kicking ass.
I want to ask you about that because you do seem like just one of the realest guys in the sport. You also are one of the most vicious KO artists in the sport. And you do it in so many various fashions. Is there ever a moment Chito Vera feels bad when he does what he does to legends? Like, you've had some crazy head, Frankie Yeager, Dominic Cruz. What goes through your mind? Because you got to feel proud, but like, man, that I'm sure these are guys that you looked up to or saw the blueprint for. When you get wins like that against such legends in such vicious fashion, what goes through your mind?
Man, it's kind of like, it's a f***ed up thing to do for a living, but fighting is dark, man. I mean, Fighting ain't cool. Like, you don't wake up and fight them like, yeah. This is not like a game you play. This is not something that you just have to have skills and be a good athlete. You gotta get in a that mind and be like, I'm gonna f-ing kill this man. Because you're really fighting for your life. And some people get too methodical, like, oh, we gotta just time, we gotta just this, we gotta do. Once it goes a cage, you better be f-ing ready. Because to me, I'm in the back of an alley, and so when I hurt my family, there's no warm up, there's no preparation. You just gotta go. And fighting is serious, man. Fighting can change your life. You can win enough, you can be able to become a world champion and have a life changing experience, or you can have brain damage and have also life changing, but for bad. Fighting is really heavy, man. You better be ready. You better want to do it.
Chito, is there a point leading up to the fight? Like, do you find yourself like going darker as the fight gets closer, or do you try and keep that away until it's like maybe fight week? When do you think the mode flips for you, or is it always in training?
No, this everything I talk for me, it's like fight night. When I'm walking to the cage, I let the switch go, and I'm like, I just know what I need to do, and I know how deep I can go. I can dig like a motherfucker. So I just know that, and I know, and it's, I won't say the secret, but like a big part of my success is like, I'm okay knowing that something really bad can happen to me. Failure, it's available too. I mean, no one is invincible, and that really make me just fight harder. Like that just let me go to an extra gear, and I'm like, I'm ready to go.
Some headlines made this week by boxing star Ryan Garcia. He supposedly is going to be octagon side. He wants to fight Sean O'Malley. I imagine you feel like you're going with, would that interest you at all? Do you have any interest in fighting a boxer coming into MMA like Ryan Garcia?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I mean, if I get paid, dude, I fight in Ghana, bro. I mean, for the right money, I fight anyone, but yeah, I definitely take a big money boxing fight. Why not?
If they were to come into the cage, though, because he was saying like, "Oh, I'll go do it in UFC." This is crazy talk for boxers. Like you would, I feel like one of those kicks that you land, Cheeto. Like it's over.
Yeah, that was that. I mean, maybe probably the people around him is not the best people. I mean, you gotta understand that you look silly. Like, he say, I'm a natural. I just beat up my bodyguard. Fire your bodyguard. He's dead. I mean, like, let's put it like this. My Jason Parrillo is a real boxer, my coach, my head coach. He's been on the best boxing camps you can ever make. Johnny Tapia. He's been around the best of the best in boxing. I respect boxing. I don't think I can beat a world champion my size. It's impossible. I don't go and beat LeBron on his shit. I don't go and beat Kelly Slater on his shit. Tiger Woods. You don't beat a specialist on their stuff when you are in a different sport. I would love to train with these people and because I love to box. I box real boxers all the time. That's why I'm good at throwing punches. But it's silly to think like, oh, like when Conor or Usman were calling out Canelo, I'm like, guys, you guys look silly. You don't work like that. But whatever, if you make the butt, I'm proud of that. I'm like, go for the butt. But it just don't happen like that. But a boxer coming to MMA, I don't feel I need to even to kick you hard. Just in case someone threw a big punch. If a big punch lands, you're out. I will just grab your head, dude. I will just snap you down, slap in the back of the head a few times and choke you out. Like, they don't have that. They don't have that grappling ability of like just, I will pull guard. I will jump. I will fly pull guard to you. What are you going to do to me? Punch me in the air? It's just silly when they talk like that. When you say I'm a natural, I'm like, oh, you're a natural or what? You're a good boxer, but I guess it's all talk too. Like we're in times that everything is just talking. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, dude, if you put a mic on me and I will say also, you Francis Ngannou will kick your ass. Sure, right?
it's all about the soundbite this day and age, Cheeto. That's how
it is. Like, I mean, TikTok the war, bro.
Before we get you out of here, man, and we can't wait to have you down here, UFC 299. First of all, when do you get down here? When is the plan? Do you arrive late this week? Do you get Monday. Fight week? Next Monday.
Next Monday, get there, yeah.
When you picture this fight, you fought Sean before, but this time around in the prep, how do you imagine in your mind, anything can happen in a fight, but ideally, what have you pictured in how you're going to win this fight?
Sweat, blood, and tears, man. So many years of trying to achieve this moment, and now I'm here. So I visualize this almost my whole life, and I really see myself without bell around my way. So March 9th, come to me. I'm going to fight my ass off, and I'm going to kick his ass.
Can't wait to watch the show, man. Cheeto, thanks for the time, man. We can't wait to welcome you down here to Miami, and appreciate you giving us some time this week.
Yes, sir.